Thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday morning as we get a chance to talk Boone County football here on this edition of the Coach's Corner. Again, last night's action, Lebanon with the win over Tri-West, 21-14. Western Boone defeating Frankfort. The final was 56-6. And Hamilton Southeastern defeated Zionsville by a final score of 31-13. To talk about his kids' performance last night, Tigers head coach Jeff Smock, again victorious over Tri-West, and just a thrilling contest for a homecoming game. You like to get a win, and if you can keep the fans in the seats for the whole game, that's even better. And I think your kids accomplished both those things last night.
Yeah, with a little bit of rain, too. Before we get into it, I just want to wish our band and our Tigerettes good luck today. They're going into competition, really starting to ramp things up on their competition series, and so I just want to wish them the best of luck. They work really hard. Mr. Kessler, Coach Wines, they just do such a great job. But, they did a great job for us last night, too, at homecoming. And, the fans stuck around. We gave them a little bit of life there early in the third, and they hung with us. And so, it was a really, really awesome environment last night.
Your home fan support has just been outstanding. And other locations we've been to, we've just seen huge crowds. And I don't know if it's because the football is really good or if people are just so glad that they don't have to worry about COVID, or it could be the combination of the two. But for whatever reason, are you surprised at just the amount of people that are coming out on Friday nights to enjoy some high school football?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know what the reasoning is. I don't know what their logic as to why we can get them there, but we're happy that they're there. And, it's fun for our kids to see, and then for any team, you always kind of see what the other teams bring too, whether they're home or they're away. And, I just think it's important for high school players in any sport to see support from their school, see support from their community, and obviously their families. But, that's always a fun thing as a coach, just to see, people coming out and watch the program. And, hope that they hope they're proud of what they're seeing. They hope that they're proud that we're representing the community the right way.
Again, Jeff Smock along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Well, the first thing I think we should say is you beat a very good team last night.
Yeah. The boys were tough. We'll get into more of the logistics, I'm sure. But, to be down 14-0 at half in a big environment and really didn't play very well in the first half in a lot of spots. And so we challenged a lot of guys at halftime. And the resiliency of our kids, we talked all week about process over results, that if you just can find a way mentally to focus on each play, and it's so hard to do at any level in any sport because there's so much that goes into it. You want to win. You want to do all these things. You understand the repercussions of a bad play. I mean, like everybody does. But if you can find a way to trick your mind and just worrying about the next play, you give yourself a shot. And last night, where we were at coming out of half, that's what we had to have. And I think our boys did a heck of a job with that.
Well, there were times in the first half where you put together long drives, but you were, for whatever reason, you just never made that one play to get you over the hump.
Yeah, just stalled out again. And, defensively, we bent it a couple times, and they caught it. They had some – I mean, their two scores were – amazing throws, amazing catches. And you look at your guys and you're like, guys, I mean, you were pretty darn good shape, but they made the play and we didn't, And so, but that's what the game is. It's those little things here and there, those inches that end up adding up to mean a lot. And, you try to weather the storm when other teams are playing really well. And you try to make sure that you're ready when your opportunity presents itself to make those plays.
I thought defensively, a big key in the game was keeping Devin Brown in check, and I think that must have been a huge emphasis this week. Ty Owens is going to be a problem. The lean kid is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
But if you can kind of take that away, that makes him a little more one-dimensional.
Yeah, and we weren't real happy with in the first half how we were playing on first and second down. We felt like they were in a lot of third and shorts, which, like we talked to a halftime guy, I was like, guys, you got to go to work on first and second down to put their offense in a position where they're not comfortable. Even with a great quarterback, if you're at third and six, third and seven, third and eight, offenses aren't comfortable in that role. It seemed like we were in a lot of those situations in the first half, and we said, now we got to flip the script on that too. But, no, absolutely. Defense did a great job of kind of stymieing him. It was a big key for us. We've seen their quarterback on film, you know, be able to get out and be able to make plays in the running game too. And so it was like, hey, you know, we've got to make sure we're always gonna want to stop the run, and we didn't do that very well, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, against Northmont, and so no doubt about it, the 21-10 in the running game were a big time part of what our game plan was to try to stymie them.
Again, Coach Smock along with the Sears. So as Coach mentioned, it was 14-0 going into the locker room at halftime, and Tigers knew they were going to get the ball to begin the second half, and that opening drive of the second half wasn't good.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, I mean, your entire message at half, you know, we had an opportunity there at the end of the first half, too, with, like, I don't know, under 2 minutes, you know, to go down. And you're like, okay, maybe we can go down and get a score here, and then you get the ball after half, maybe we go down and get another score. And neither one of those drives panned out, and so... you know, your entire message at halftime of, hey, we got to come out, let's get a good drive going, let's put a score in and get ourselves right back in this ball game. And so, but that's when that doesn't happen, that's where your other side of the ball has to pick you up. You know, there's times where your offense is going to be rolling and your defense isn't, and there's times, you know, to reverse, and then when you can find a way for those to be humming together, that's when we really got something. And I think that's what you saw at the end of the third, and I think that's what you saw in the fourth, where all of a sudden our defense and offense, we were clicking together, and you know, and so, but you gotta show resiliency.
Talk about the fumble recovery for the touchdown. That was such a huge turning point in the game.
I didn't see it until he was almost in the end zone. I was talking to, I think, the offensive line or something about the drive before. They had the big pass. I mean, really big pass. Guy got behind us. I think it was two again. Might not have been two, but big pass down to the whatever it was, the 20, I think. And, yeah, they tried to toss, and the guy just kind of bobbled it a little bit, and we had two guys right there that put him on the ground in a hurry. And then out of nowhere, he had three of our guys that were, they were ready. And, you know, I'm like, you know, it's not something that we just randomly throw out there when you're successful. We talk about it all the time. When an opportunity presents itself, you got to be ready. And Levi Poland was ready right then. And he got him and Caden Lark looked like they were in a foot race to get to the end zone with each other, maybe jaw-jacking with each other on the way down. But that's what we need. You know, we had that against Danville. We had the big kick return coming out of the half. You need something to bring you some juice, you know, something to give you a little bit of confidence. And now we're right back in it. And then we kick the ball off, and, you know, we make a big stop on the kickoff, and now it's all of a sudden there's life. There's life on the sideline. There's life everywhere, and it's 14-7. Let's go play football.
And another big turnover by Tri-West put the Tigers with the opportunity to at least tie the game up, and this came very late in the third quarter. Tigers took over, put together, I believe it was a 15-play scoring drive, and Carson Toole really found his groove into the fourth quarter and throughout the end of the game, and he was the one that scored that touchdown, and you elected to go for two. Talk to me about the whole thought process there, Coach.
Well, first of all, you know, Carson Toole is he's our finisher.
And I was going to say, you know, he did everything but sell popcorn last night, right?
You know, it's a delicate balance. You know, and Brennan Shockley's a hell of a running back. Heck of a running back, sorry. He's a heck of a running back, and you know, it's a delicate balance because we feel like we got a heck of a 1-2 punch right there. And, you know, but Thule's a guy that's going to come in, and you know what you're going to get out of him. He's going to be north-south, and he's going to do it right now. And when you run like that, even when there are any lanes there, all of a sudden now you got 3 yards. Well, now you're moving the way you need to. You're staying ahead of the chains. You know, we had struggled. Our first extra point, you know, talk about the two-point conversion. Our first extra point kind of doinked off the crossbar. It went in.
And there was some discussion, wasn't
there,
by the official?
There wasn't discussion on my end, but there was discussion on their end. But, yes, it went through very clearly. But, anyway, yeah. You know, and I just felt like in that moment, one, we had the big drive. I didn't feel like they were stopping our run game very well. I know we didn't run on a two-point conversion, but, you know, I think it was a great call, what Coach Hyatt had right there. I just felt like it was the right moment for the two-point conversion. And there was enough time left in the game that if it doesn't go your way, you still got time to get the ball back, still got time to go down. And, you know, I felt like if we could grab the lead right there, that our guys, the confidence would just go through the roof. And maybe it would make their team start to press just a little. Mm-hmm. And I think it did.
Yeah. In fact, later in the fourth quarter, Ty Owens, the quarterback for Tri-West, was in a world of hurt. He was falling back, I think, when he threw the ball, and the Tigers came up with another turnover.
Yeah, he made like an Eli Manning move there in the Super Bowl to get out of the grasp of Anthony McClain, And then, you know, he just kind of lobbed one up. We were in a two-man coverage there and had guy over the top, and Jake Burns claims that he baited him into throwing it. I think he just threw it to him, but we'll argue about that in film this morning. But heck of a play, you know. And so now, you know, you get the pick. I think we get the ball in like the 30, and, you know, and so now you're talking to your offense about its four-minute drill. You know, they don't really know about four-minute drill. In high school, you can't really practice, or we don't practice four-minute drill like they do in the NFL or in college. But, you know, you kind of explain to them what that means. Like, you got, if you go down, you know, you put a couple of first downs together here, and you didn't put the game away. And Carson Toole had different plans. I kind of said something to him in the huddle before. I said, listen, we want four-minute drill. Let's milk this clock. But if you break one, Toole, go get it. And he did what he did. They couldn't tackle him in the fourth quarter.
No. And touchdown's good. You first looked to go for two.
Yeah.
Didn't execute, so you move it back, and then the PAT doesn't fall.
Yep.
So the score is 21-14. Tri-West has one more try at it, but eventually they turn it over on down.
They put a heck of a drive together there, hit us in a couple of spots, and got down to the 7, I think, and first and goal on the 7. You know, it was kind of reminiscent a little bit of Western Boone last year at the end of the game. And you know, they tried to throw to the corner against Trey Reese, like, I think three times or four times.
And looking at Morgan, the big kid.
Yeah, and Trey Reese is a heck of a corner. And so, big stops.
Yeah.
Big stops. We had a little bit of pressure, too, that kind of forced him. Jackson Folding got in there on one. I think Anthony McClain got in there on one. But heck of a win. And, you know, that's one of those. You just look at the kids and you're excited to get out of Dodge there with a win.
No doubt about it. Tigers winning 21-14 last night. So that keeps Tigers certainly in the hunt for the Sagamore Conference lead at 3-1. Southmont is 4-0. So this leads me to the question, is the enemy of my enemy my friend? Because all of a sudden now Western Boone is a friend for a lot of teams in the conference right now playing Southmont next Friday.
I can root for him for 1 week. No, Coach Pelle.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah, Coach Pelle, Coach Bruins, all those guys do a great job. You know, it looks like Southmont's better this year, you know. They kind of go through the gauntlet at the end of the year, though, where they play Danville. I think they go Danville, Weibo, Tri-West, us. No, or vice versa. They play somebody week 9. I think this is Tri-West, maybe week 9. But, no, I think they're improved. You know, we did last night what we needed to do to get ourselves back in the race.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now from here, if we can continue to get better and continue to play good football, then we give ourselves a shot here. Next week, we give ourselves a shot the week after when we go to Southmont. If we can, you know, continue just to worry about getting better in the process, you know, I'm confident in our guys that the results will take care of themselves.
Once again, joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, Tigers head coach Jeff Smock. Coach Smock, thanks again. Congrats to you and the kids on the win.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, a break, and when we come back, we'll turn our attention to Stars football. Coach Pelle, he's up next, and this is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.